I couldn't sell water to a guy that was on fire.
This is true.
How about a 4.7? Andy and Mel, 8.10. Two below the high today. Yay! It's six below right now with a wind chill of 29 below zero. Good times. Okay, so I think gratuities are old and busted. And I think you can just pay people their salary or wage or whatever for the work done. You know, I mean, it's an exchange of work for pay. Not a new concept.
Right.
Maybe that's old and busted. Maybe I should get a gratuity from everybody listening. You know, if they like the show today, then they can drop by with 75 cents, you know, and put it in the offering plate. You know, I guess that's kind of what I'm getting at is it's like, you know, these people are working hard and yet they are relying on customers who aren't necessarily required to leave them a tip. It's just customary. They're relying on a custom for their livelihood.
Okay.
And I would like more security than that. That's just me. But anyway.
If you were a server, you'd want more security than that.
Yeah. You know, I've taken a few texts and emails. Actually, quite a few. I've gotten two different messages that said the same thing. One said it was the Today Show. One said it was Good Morning America. But both of them said that the normal tip is actually closer to 20% nowadays than it is 15.
Hmm.
Not that it's necessarily the rule, but that's like where it is kind of leaning. I got another text here that says, I like your theory on just include 15% into the food prices, but just think how bad the service will be with those servers who already suck. They'll have no reason to try, and the service will get worse. See, that is the... I don't get that attitude. I don't understand that attitude. If you're doing a job, you should do your job the right way, whether you're getting gratuity or commission or bonus or straight pay or not. You're supposed to do your job. Do your job.
It makes people work harder.
Your job is to be nice and pleasant and help the customer. Why is that? Why do I need... Well, I'm not going to be nice if I don't get extra money. Well, you're already getting paid to do that. Why aren't you doing it? You know, I understand the incentive that, oh, maybe they'll try harder. I get that. But at the same time, it's like their entire pay structure is designed around a custom.
Their pay structure is designed around customer service.
But no matter how good the service is, you can still get the D-bag who doesn't pay anything.
You can.
You know?
It happens. But you also get the guy that gives you a $100 tip.
Because maybe you slipped a little something extra into his Coca-Cola.
What?
I'm kidding. Jen's on the phone. How are you, Jen?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
Pretty good. So, servers, do you think the gratuity is old and busted, or would you rather have 15 bucks an hour?
That's a tough one, because when I was a server about 8 years ago, I only made $3.25 an hour, and I truly depended on my tip.
Well, yeah, I know, but this would be a different system of paying servers.
Yeah, I would probably, if I could count on the $15 to $20 an hour at all times, hell yeah, I'd take that.
Yeah.
That would be fine. I do know, you know, you can give somebody the best service, and, you know, they're going to stiff you because people are cheap, especially now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the constant $15 and $20 would be great. And that word you were looking for earlier about your 10% to God, it's called tithing.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't looking for the word, but no, I knew the word tithing. No, I know the phrasing of it, that it says in the Bible. I read it once and I can't remember exactly how it was worded, like the formula of how much you're supposed to give. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, I don't know that one, but I know that giving your 10% to the church is called tithing.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But yeah, if they could guarantee me 15 to 20 bucks an hour, that'd be more than what I'm making now.
Yeah.
But then you're going to take the taxes out of it, and you're not getting cash in your pocket.
Oh, right. You're not committing tax fraud by getting tips. That's right. Forgot about that.
Just saying.
Yeah, that's right. You had to claim tips.
Thanks for the call, Jen.
Yep, have a good
Bye-bye.
Day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
If you call it claiming tips. Maybe that's why we're in a recession, not a recession, but a fiscal cliff.
Oh, you're going to blame the servers?
The government's not getting enough tax revenue from the service industry.
Oh, I don't think you should.
That was sarcasm.
Okay. Wow.
Calm down. But no, seriously, what are you supposed the dollar amount is that is not reported and paid every year?
I bet it's
nationwide.
Quite a bit. I mean, the only thing that if they could come back and audit you on is what you would have electronically.
You have to report the credit card ones.
Yeah, because there's no way to.
So I bet it's not as bad as it used to be then.
Report the tips. Oh, I think it used to be worse.
Yeah, before credit, it went through
before
digitally.
Before everybody used.
Yeah, there's no getting around those, but the cash tips.
Because they could checks, like off a check, you could find that out. Like if they're actually physically wrote a check, which nobody does anymore.
Not
the old people in the grocery store that always are in front of me.
And have the clerk write it for them.
Drives me crazy.
But no, I bet, 20, 30 years ago, I bet... But it was a huge amount of money that was not paid.
I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, I only made $20 in tips tonight.
Well, they have to make it.
I went home with $200, but I only made $20.
They need to make it so at least it shows them making more than minimum wage, so it's believable.
Yeah. I remember getting, it wasn't my boss, but it was basically somebody else that worked there that said, basically, here's how you do your tips. If this is what you make, here's what you type in. And kind of keep the ratio the same.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, sounds good.
You want to show that you make more than minimum wage.
Yeah.
That's what you want to show.
Anyway, so yeah, I don't know. I don't really have the answer. And by the way, $15, I know that would that's probably making restaurant owners go, well, it was just a number we threw out. It wasn't necessarily, we didn't do the math and figure out what it should be because every restaurant's different. It was just a number. That's all. Anyway, so Ravens cheerleader isn't getting to go to the Super Bowl because she's too fat.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
What?
I have that story. And plus, a bunch of movies from your childhood that once you find out how implausible they are, it just might ruin your childhood for you. Those are next. Hang on.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, hot 104.7.
104.7, Andy and Mel, it's 8:25. Now it's really bugging me because now my dad's piling on too. And I hate it when people think I'm stupid. I really do. I keep getting all these text messages that say, it's called tithing. I know it's called tithing. What I was referring to, 45 minutes ago, was the actual phrasing in the Bible of how much you're supposed to give.
Right.
So now, yes, I know it's called tithing, but can any of you people, dad included, tell me exactly... how it's worded in the Bible that explains 10% goes to your church. Well, I found it.
Okay.
And here's what I was trying to say was in Deuteronomy 14:22-29, be sure to set aside a tenth of all your field's produce each year. Eat the tithe of your grain, new wine and olive oil and the firstborn of your herds and flocks and so on and so forth. Basically, set aside 10% for your one-tenth of your whatever you make. That's what I was getting at. Okay, now it's over. Please quit sending me text messages with the word tithing.
And that part is said to give to the church? Is that what it said?
That's what it's referring to. I didn't read the entire six verses.
Oh, because it just says to set aside. It didn't say...
That's what it's referring to.
That's what I was asking.
Yeah. Anyway. No, it was the actual math equation, how was it worded, and I couldn't think of it then, and it said one-tenth is what I was trying to think of.
Okay.
Anyway, there, now, nobody needs to send me the word tithing anymore. You know what's going to happen? I'm going to get a one-word message on Facebook this afternoon.
Everybody, right now.
Stop, I'm shutting off your microphone. Do not tell them to do that. Oh, it already happened, never mind.
I can do it on Facebook.
Hey.
Everybody send it Andy, or no, AM. Well, we'll go AM.
No. Quit. Just stop.
Tithing.
It's already going to happen.
Send tithing.
You don't have...
AM at Howard47.com.
Oh. Your hair looks amazing today. So, Baltimore Ravens cheerleader Courtney Lenz won't be in New Orleans for the Super Bowl. And she says it's because the team thinks she's too fat. Courtney says she was benched earlier in the season when she gained a mere 1.6 to 1.8 pounds, which made her a hefty 125.6.
I'm sorry. How much?
1.6 to 1.8.
That's how much pounds she gained.
Yeah, and that launched her up to a very tubby 125.
Yeah, so yeah. Tubby.
That was sarcasm.
I know, okay. I know. By the way, I knew it was sarcasm.
Okay.
So all the girls don't start yelling at you.
Okay.
I was under...
Did he say 125 is fat?
I was under the understanding that he was joking and it was sarcasm.
I was being sarcastic because it's not.
Yeah, I understood that.
The team only gets to take 32 of its 60 cheerleaders. Courtney wasn't one of them and says her weight is the reason. But the team says, quote, our selection process was based upon three criteria, seniority, performance ability, and personal conduct throughout the season. Are they lumping the weight in with personal conduct or performance ability? I guess not performance ability.
How long has she been doing it? Why don't they take all the cheerleaders?
It doesn't say here. Well, there's only so much room. There's a lot of stuff going on in the Super Bowl. Plus, both teams have their cheerleaders and...
Right.
A normal game, only the home team does.
Huh.
I mean, there isn't a lot of people from Green Bay going to Miami if the Packers play in Miami. You know, plus Green Bay doesn't even have cheerleaders, so. Anyway.
Weird.
Yeah.
Why don't they have cheerleaders?
Because they don't. They never have. I don't know. There's a few colleges that don't either.
Really?
Texas A&M does not have cheerleaders. They actually have something called yell leaders. They're these guys with megaphones, and then they like lead the yells. They're not cheers; they're yells.
Lame.
It's not. They have
yell lame.
Practice the night before.
Yell practice,
and 20,000 people show up for yell practice. Go to a game at Texas A&M, and you'll understand.
Okay.
And I know it sounds strange, but
it does sound strange.
Go to a game, and you'll completely get it.
Huh?
It's actually one of the coolest things ever.
Plus,
it's not like, yeah, we're number one. Yeah.
Whatever. I prefer, personally, to watch all the stunts.
Oh, and
the
they also, I believe they have to be in ROTC as well. Or no, that's the band, the marching band. You have to be in ROTC.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, the internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
I'm not really bad at spelling. My fingers just have ADD and wander off in the middle of a word.
It is 8:30, Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hi.
This is Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
This first story makes me giggle. According to In Touch Weekly, Bradley Cooper was dating a model named Laura Simpson, but she dumped him because he was obsessed with her feet. In fact, he kept asking her to text him pictures of them. The source says, quote, it was weird, so she broke it off.
Yeah.
Hi, baby girl.
It just makes me laugh. Are Katy Perry and John Mayer exploring their options? Katy was reportedly spotted after a Muse gig hanging all over drummer Dominic Howard. And John was out partying with Allison Williams from Girls. But in that case, John is actually very good friends with Allison's boyfriend. 54-year-old Sharon Stone has broken up with 27-year-old boyfriend Martin Micah. A source says, quote, it wasn't so much the age difference. They didn't share the same interest. Her passions are politics, activism, that stuff.
And younger men.
Well, you know, if you can date a younger guy like that, cougarific, do it. So that's the dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
Sharon Stone, 1991. Oh, yeah.
She's still cougarific, though. I mean, seriously. Seriously. Have you seen her?
Well, lately? Cougarific isn't always a good thing.
She's still hot. She's still got it.
Okay. Hillary Clinton.
That, ew.
BuzzFeed.com put together a list of 13 movie plots that will ruin your childhood.
Okay.
Kind of leaps in logic.
So this is going to ruin our childhood.
Well, it could. I doubt it, but it's just some things that just kind of don't make sense in the movies. Like in Toy Story, Buzz Lightyear spends the entire movie believing that he's not a toy, but he still freezes whenever people are around. So he's really thinks he's a real spaceman.
Real person.
In Back to the Future, why doesn't Marty's mom recognize her son as the guy who, you know, she tried to sleep with years earlier?
Oh, right.
Wouldn't you recognize that?
Like,
it'd be kind of hard to forget somebody who came into your life during a week that completely changed your life.
Weird. You really look like Calvin Klein.
Yeah.
This guy I met back in when I was in high school.
1955. In Waterworld, paper is the most valuable resource there is, but the characters smoke cigarettes, which I can only assume were rolled with paper.
Yeah.
So that would be very, very expensive.
They're burning up their resource.
In Raiders of the Lost Ark, I never put this together, but they're totally right. Indiana Jones is completely unnecessary to the film's events. Without Jones, the Nazis still would have gone to Nepal. They still would have killed Marion. They still would have taken the amulet to the map room, and they still would have found the Ark. And you know what? They still would have killed themselves by melting down at the end anyway.
Okay.
So, gremlins. Don't feed the gremlins after midnight.
Yeah.
It's always after midnight.
That's true.
When does the clock reset so it's not after midnight?
Right?
You know, at 11:59 tonight, it's still after midnight.
Well, and it's after midnight somewhere, even what it does matter what time zone you're in.
In The Karate Kid, the main rule in the tournament was no kicks to the face. How does Daniel win with a kick to the face?
Yeah.
If it's awesome, does that make it okay? You know, with the crane?
I think so. I think if it's awesome.
In Home Alone, this is the one that I saw that I do remember as a kid, and I was like, that's lame. There is no way that Kevin got through the door on that sled.
Oh, yeah.
Because the stairway was off to the side of the door.
Right.
There's no way in 8 feet he's going to make that turn and get through the door.
You got a point there.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. No way he makes that turn. No way that is humanly possible.
No.
Couldn't happen. Yes?
I have some Argus Leader 911 things that are kind of important.
Oh, okay.
Exit ramp on I-90 eastbound from I-29 is blocked off by emergency vehicles. Looks like there was an accident or something like that, but there's like in the ditch and it is blocked off. Like you can't take that exit right now.
Oh, okay.
I'm actually looking at the picture from the police.
So
the
entrance was blocked. It? Which ramp again?
The one where you're on I-29. Well, it says exit ramp to I-90 eastbound from I-29 is blocked off by emergency vehicles.
I-29 to eastbound 90. Okay, got it.
Yeah. So, and they have
not the curly Q.
Well, it does look like it curves.
Well, yeah, it curves off to the right, but it's not the...
It looks like it's exit... I'm trying to read it. I think it says something A, something like 84A or something.
Yeah.
I can't quite read it in the picture.
Okay.
Not big enough, but...
All right.
So, yeah, that's kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
For going to work.
It's kind of a big deal.
84A. It is 84A.
84A.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay.
What?
Nothing. I was trying to find my button. I couldn't find it. So we will just move on. How about a 4.7, Andy and Mal? 852. It's cold outside. You know that. I'm not going to say it again.
Thanks.
Now, you might think that the best way to get your wife ready to reward you, if you know what I mean... is to, you know, vacuum the living room, take out the garbage, wash the dishes. Well, you could be wrong.
What? No.
According to a new study by the University of Washington, the more housework a married man does, the less sex he has.
What? That's a lie.
Guys who did a lot of housework averaged having sex 3.2 times a month. Guys who only did the manly jobs around the house, car repair, yard work, paying the bills, 4.8.
I don't know how that would change. So much. That's all they're having?
The researchers say it shows even though we've come a long way in gender equality, men and women still follow some old-fashioned patterns. If a woman sees a man vacuuming, she can't help but lose some sexual attraction to him. But when a woman sees a man only doing the traditional manly things, like fixing the car, playing video games, it reinforces his manliness.
Playing video games?
Okay, I added that on. And it turns her on.
No. No. That's a bunch of crap.
The whole thing or just what I said?
About the video games?
Yeah. Or no. What's a bunch of crap?
The whole thing.
The whole thing?
Mm-hmm. I disagree.
Well, I don't know. I'm guessing the couples where the guy isn't helping out around the house and only doing the manly jobs, I'm guessing their relationship is a little different.
Well, I'm guessing that... The amount of times that they actually have sex is inaccurate because the woman is too busy doing all the household chores. So they would not have time at all. So it should decrease.
I don't know. I'm just reading it. That's all.
Where's this out of? Like, who did this study?
It was, it came from today.com. University of Washington. Did the study.
I don't believe any of that.
Yeah. What do universities know?
Well, they've been wrong on stuff before.
Yeah. Like that the earth is the center of the universe. I guess they were wrong about that. Several hundred years ago.
You actually believe this to be true?
I don't know. It's just one study.
Okay.
I mean, I kind of see it. Yeah. I mean, there's still some, I mean, I know, there are plenty of couples who still, you know, the husband doesn't do dishes ever. Now, they're far and few between these days, but I do know some who are that way. It's entirely possible.
Lame.
Well, I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying it is. That's all. So, okay. I guess you'll never go to the University of Washington?
Nope.
They don't know anything, do they?
Cross it off my list.
Yeah. What's left on your list?
Clown
SCSU.
School.
Hot 104.7.com.